Now I wanted to discuss a very simple topic, which we talk about very often, but discuss a little more, and that is the concept of dress. Okay. Now, there is a perception in the world that Chofetz Chaim is not makbid on dress. Two reasons for that perception. One is because the guys don't dress for them. Obviously, you know, if we were makbid on held that dress is important, we would have the guys dress for them. And, okay, maybe the second reason we'll leave out is because some people dress a certain way, which we somehow we don't stop them. Okay. Anyway, so let's go. And the first reason, it means that certain people dress in a way that really the yeshiva doesn't approve of, especially in the high school, but the yeshiva just, whatever shita, picking their battles, doesn't say anything. But the people then get the impression the yeshiva doesn't care. It's not really true necessarily. But okay, but that's the maisa. The reality is that if anything, I think the yeshiva was more makbin on dress than almost anyone else. Because the yeshiva was into Musar, and Musar is a very big believer that Yisoinius Myris Apnemius. That is one of the Yisoides of the Musar movement. That people are mushba from the littlest things. And the yeshiva has that famous shmuz, which I'm sure everyone knows already, that why did Yaakov have to wear big day Esav and went to the brachas? After all, Yitzchak was blind, and the Das Kanim, I believe it is, says that he didn't do it to fool Yitzchak. Yitzchak was blind, he couldn't tell the difference what clothes he was wearing. As long as he had hairy skin, it was good enough. He did it for himself, because in order for him to act like Esav, he had to wear Esav's clothes, which means that as much as Yitzchak was motivated to act like Esav, but he couldn't do it because he's not Esav. But the moment he's dressed like Esav, oh, now I can act like Esav. Which, you know, that means that you're dressed because he was dressed like Esav, so he just naturally flowed. So a person's behavior is a direct result by the way you dress. So that is, you know, the yeshiva was very makbid on certain forms of clothes. Yeshiva in Queens was very makbid on. The yeshiva wasn't makbid that you have to dress from yeshivish, because the yeshiva held that we shouldn't fool ourselves and think that we are greater than we are. We're not tzaddikim. And to dress as a tzaddik when you're not a tzaddik, they care. Because dress is so powerful, so you're putting on you're giving a message to yourself that I'm a tzaddik when you're not, and that's unhealthy because since it's so powerful, you actually believe that you're a tzaddik, and it's unhealthy to believe you're a tzaddik when you're not a tzaddik. That was the main reason, because then you won't work on what you're supposed to work. If you think you already made it, you're a tzaddik, so then you won't work on things that you're supposed, you know, that are to get to being a tzaddik. So it's also, Gupa, the reason why Rosh Yeshiva was against the frum dress was also because he held dress is so powerful. Because he held that by dressing frum, it will have such a strong hashpah on the person that you'll mamish think you're a tzaddik. And that's unhealthy, because you'll be so fooled that you're a tzaddik that you won't even work on what you're supposed to work on. So it was, in other words, it wasn't because he didn't think it's important. He thought it was too powerful. It would make even you would fall for it. You would begin to have the wrong impression. And another reason too, that he felt that the total yeshivish address creates a barrier between the frum and the non-frum, and psychologically, it's also as far as feelings, not as far as physical, but makes a person feel that he's a different, he's not one people, and it takes away from Avas Yisrael, and takes away from the ability of doing, or the desire to do Arbat Zaira. But he thought that it takes away from Arbat Zaira, because it creates a barrier, psychological, not a mitzias, in your brain also.
And I thought it was all about
on both sides, but mainly on your side. He felt that the people, that if they wear dress a certain way, they feel they're in a different culture, different people. So if you don't have a hargasha of achdus, then you're not going to be ready to be meiser nefesh for Abba Zaira, because he's not my brother. Why should I give my life to leave whatever the beautiful from, you know, community where life is easy and enjoyable, to go out to the sticks as mesiras nefesh for someone who I don't feel a connection with? But anyway, the question is, what does yeshiva held was the proper dress? So, before we start, the question really is, what is the proper dress for feeling, you know, to have the hashpah on Musar? There is a separate thing, which I just want to mention. There's another halacha of dress, right? We have the yeshiva is very makbid when you daven to wear a hat and jacket. Why? That's not ours. That he held was halacha. There's a concept of derech eretz. When you're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to be, it's a pasuk, hachon nikras elokecha. You have to be dressed properly. Now, people do not know, but that halacha of hachon nikras elokecha applies by learning also. Brought down. If anything, it's applied almost, maybe even more by learning. Because it says in Avos that Talmud Torah is niknas memchas varim, and one of them is with Ema and Yira. Those are two. And Ema and Yira means fear. And Rabbi Yisrael writes, it's in the Or Yisrael, that even if you don't feel it, but at least you're mechuyev to act as if you feel it. You have to put on, he says, even if you don't actually have the hargasha, but that doesn't bother you from the chitzonius of the hargasha. What?
When do we ever see you don't feel it?
If you don't feel, I don't feel Yira when I learn. You're supposed to feel Yira. You're supposed to feel like when, if you were cutting a diamond, so you would have Yira, because you're cutting a diamond. If you make a little mistake, it has a millions of dollars of effect. You're going to ruin the diamond. So when you're learning, you're cutting a diamond. You're doing more than cutting a diamond. You're creating malochim. You're doing the most amazing thing in the world. So a person who is, no, that's truth. That's what I said. So that you're supposed to, your mechuyev to have that argasha, because it's true. You don't have that argasha because it's a chisaron in you. So Rabbi Yisrael said in the Or Yisrael that even if you're supposed to have argasha and you don't have it, you're still mechuyev to act in the chitzonis as if you have the argasha, because that's what. Not because you're supposed to gain, because that's the chiyuv of what you. That's at least your yaitzi, the action in the chitzonis to command it. You're at least trying to have ema. You're trying to have ema. No, not as Eitzah Tov, I do not believe. I think he was saying as the chiyuv of ema, which is a chiyuv. You're supposed to have ema when you learn. So at least this much ema, you should, this much you can have. Right. I remember about what?
If you're on vacation, you can't, and you want to learn, you don't want to learn dressed up, so you can't learn.
I didn't say you can't learn. Obviously, it's better than learning within your underwear than not learning at all. But there's a proper learning. Person should be dressed properly when he learns. Yes, it's brought down. I'll show you in this farm. It's brought down. Yeah, I brought a sefer here. This is a little extreme. This is Rav Holminer. He brings a maisa that the Rav Zalman Margolis. Rav Zalman Margolis was, I believe, I'm not sure. I want to say. Anyway, his argument was that when he was learning, they saw that he kept on taking off his Beged Elyon. So what was going on? So they said, chat was, that if sometimes he had to interrupt the learning to say, Sichas Chudim, so he was makbid not to wear the Beged that he wear when he's learning, when he talks to Ibrahim Batala. Imagine the guy being makbid down the base medrash. Right? And whenever he had a battle, so he had it 1 second. Before I battle, I have to take off my jacket and my shirt, whatever, because it's not kavodik. This clothes are meyuchid, special for learning. Rav Zeidu Epstein told us, I remember many years ago, he said he was learning in Vilna as a young man, and he rolled up his sleeves. He says, of course, not over the elbow, but just a little bit. And he went ahead, and a person came over to him and gave him mussar. It's not Kavan HaTaira. Now, I don't think we're holding by that. Again, I'm not telling you can roll up your sleeves. But the concept is of Kavan HaTaira. Anyway, but that, we're not, that, in other words, a guy sitting and taking off his shoes and his socks, and when, he has them, he just flips them off. It's a little bit of a chisaron of Kavan HaTaira. It's not, you shouldn't. But okay, so that's a different topic. That there's a person should have COVID, show Derech Eretz, and he's supposed to show that he feels, because it's not, because in American society, rolling up your sleeves is not considered a lack of COVID. It's, even the President of the United States would roll up his sleeves. It's a way of saying, okay, let's get down to work. But taking off your shoes and you're sitting there, that would be considered, it's not respectful to walk around without your shoes. It's considered a little bit of lack of respect. There's a difference. Being very, sitting in your underwear and learning would be a little bit of lack of respect. It's different. Of course, if you can't, if you're in bed and you're sleeping that way otherwise you won't learn. Of course, it's better to learn than not to learn at all. I'm not saying it's usher, but it's a lack of respect for learning. Well, but anyway, but that's not the main topic. That was insightful. The main topic is what is the proper dress that the yeshiva held of in order to get the proper chitzonius mayos apnimius. So basically what we said was, we already said the point, is that we believe that the dress is ma'irer certain feelings. And negative dress brings out bad feelings, association. So what are the possible bad associations that we do not want? The most going, I'm not sure, I'm not saying top, going from the worst down, but we'll start with definitely probably the worst. There is the association of people that are very, very prusim, right? There's a certain form of dress that you look like a puritz, right? You got this dress from some rock star, you wouldn't expect a a respectable person, adult, would not dress that way. He'd be embarrassed. It's a style that, there are certain clothes that very prusistic of people wear, whether they're, and now it has become stylish because we have to imitate the movie stars and the rock stars. But it's a certain, it smacks of preaches. That's what it smacks of. Right. What would be an example of that? Obviously, very, very tight clothes. Right? A guy who comes in wearing, instead of pants, he's wearing tights. Right? Now, I don't know, for a man to walk around in tights, even for a lady walking around in tights, it's not pants, it's tights, I'm sorry. Now, maybe if everyone did that, that was just, but it's not the style. Most people do not wear tights. They wear pants. So when you're wearing tights instead of pants, now obviously there are different madrigas. Some pants are a little tight. But if there's mamish tights, which we do have people in our Haliga high school wicking around with, that's pure preetzes. And it's coming from imitation of people who are part, you're associating with preetzistic society. You're saying, I'm cool. What? It's disgusting itself. It's disgusting, but it's also, you're doing it because this is what these type of people do. And you're being stylish in that part of society. So in your mind, you're joining, besides that it's disgusting, yeah, that's also true. But besides that, you're joining that part of society. And that is very bad. That has a terrible ashba. Another example of that would be, I don't know I'm going to get my kanoyas here, but I do not remember boys wearing red bands. You know? I don't know. You know, in the Gemara, red is a usher, you know, even for a woman, red is an usher color. Right? If you're familiar with the Gemara, that there was a certain Roman lady was wearing something red, and a certain someone went and ripped it off of her because he was a kanoi, and he was. And he went right, there's a Gemara about it, that even women were not supposed to wear red. I don't know, it's a new thing. I mean, I know people are doing it. I counted this morning a number of people, you know. So it's not, you know.
What band is Rebbe referring to?
What?
What band is Rebbe referring to?
Band?
Red bands?
No. Red pants.
Oh.
Red pants. You know, we have little Red Riding Hood, you know. But it's some things, there's an amazing hashkafa, which is certain things. Rashiva used to have a line that if, let's say, he had a line like this. He says, let's say you want to argue with the Rajba. Shana the Gemara or Kiveig or whatever, he says you're not. It's not necessarily Aser, but you're a Shaita. But a Shaita is worse than doing things that are Aser. Right? There are certain things that are worse than Aser. It might not be Aser. I can't say the guy's over in Aveira. It's not an Aveira. I don't think it says anywhere. It's Aser to wear. Maybe it does say red pants, the Musar effect on the person is very detrimental, and having detrimental Musar effect sometimes can be worse than doing an Isser. It's because it's going to bring, it's almost a sick ratio that's going to bring in the future to many other Asurim because of how you view yourself. Okay, that's what I think is my kandoyas for the day. Let me go further, please. So the first thing is, we don't want to dress like Prutzim. We don't want to be that we look like the Prutzim of the society. America is a very parted society. You know, it's a very, very Prutzim society. You know, as far as we're talking about men, women, obviously, you know, it's tremendously Prutzim. Not everyone, but there are some people, you know, so to dress in a manner equivalent to the way the biggest Prutzim dress is not proper. Even with, that it doesn't just have to be bad. It could be in certain hairdos, in certain, you know, having the way the guys have their little, you know, it's in style with to have a little bit of a stubble, you know. You know, if you're doing it because you don't want to battle, take all time from learning, fine. But if you're doing it because it's cool to be, you know, if I cared, you know, I don't know. I don't think a guy, if that's what the guy's thinking, that I want to be that, you know, there's a certain preachness in that. It's a certain, I don't know.
I don't.
Okay. Good. Anyway, so let's continue. So we got the first type of person we don't want to associate with is a parth. Okay. Now there's no order. I'm not saying these are the it's rochik mizrat from ma'ariv, some of the other categories. But they're also not such great categories. There's a guy that is heavily, heavily, heavily steeped in Olam Hazeh, right? The America was called the Treifa Medina. Now, we always think America was considered the Treifa Medina because of the preachers. But in the 30s, it wasn't the Treifa Medina because of the preachers. It was the Treifa Medina because America worshipped the dollar. You read all this far, that they talk about America, the Treifa Medina, and they told people to stay in Europe, even with Pikuach Nefesh and Sakonas Nefashas. I just recently saw a maaser. It was a person came to a gadol with a shaila that his son was going to be drafted for 25 years in the Russian army, and he could send them away to America. And he told him, let him better be drafted, because America is a Treifa Medina. When America was a Treifa Medina, it's because it was the dollar. America was it was considered into Gashmias. That was everything revolved around money. I once heard a mice who sort of brings it out. It said that Rav Aaron Cutler, that Sal, went to speak at a group of Martin Rabbanim, and he basically told them, gave them Musser. He was, you know, Rav Aaron Cutler was known to be very fiery, and he gave this group of Martin Rabbanim, whatever they were, you know, a very stark Musser. So there was one rabbi there, and maybe he was a conservative rabbi, I don't know. He says, the nerve of him to talk to me like that. I make five times as much salary as he does, and he can talk to me like that? Now, there's a person's whole criteria of who's a gadol is how much money he makes, right? But the truth is, it's not just that rabbi. I don't want to say you go to Miami Beach, but you go in the world. People value people by how much money they have. You go to shuls. People are machshav people by how much money they make. That is America. America is, if you're rich, you're chashav. It's not just because you can enjoy life. It's a certain chashivas. The money talks in America. So when a person dresses like he is $1 million, there's something, it's also not, you know, there's something with that too. We don't want to be, you know, we don't want to give the impression that dress is the most, is so important, or in general, you know, things are not so important. Okay, you know, I can have fun, I can wear a funny pair of glasses, I can have a cute tie, but the guy who's mamish into his mamish, like into it, he's like yoyim velayda harazanya. And it's not healthy. It shows too much chashivas to other, to gashmias, to you know, this is not what the world is about. So it's not a healthy thing. Guys who get too much into it. I don't know if there's anyone here in that level. Maybe that's the way I can have the comfortable of saying it. But there are people in the world that they look like they're just too much into their clothes. And it's not healthy. It takes away, when you're too much into gashmias, it takes away from your ruchnis. I told the guys I was very muster with recently, the Binyan Adam told me, he says, you want a chocolate bar, eat a chocolate bar. Fine, enjoy it. Enjoy life. Be happy. But don't sit and make that your life goal. Don't dream about it all day. Oh, I'm going to have a chocolate bar. Right? You know, so it clothes, if you have it, you enjoy it, you put on a nice suit, it's nice, fine. But when a guy, that's his whole life, it revolves around it, it's very unhealthy. Okay. There's the opposite extreme is a guy, the opposite extreme is a guy who dresses like a schlump. Right. Obviously, and included in that is also, we'll put them together, is a guy who dresses the same way he dressed when he was in third grade. Right? We, you know, that that far back. You know, the yeshiva that was definitely held of a thing called Gadas Adam. Gadas Adam is that a person is supposed to adhere that he has intrinsic gadus, and especially if he's a ben Torah, he's legyino shel melech. He's supposed to feel that he is doing, he's not a kid anymore. He's doing, he has a very important job in the world. He's holding up the world. And he's supposed to feel a certain pride in himself that he's holding up the world. He's supposed to feel a certain self-respect. He's supposed to feel a certain chashivas, and he has to be part of the army and show, give chashivas to the army that he's representing. So when you dress very, very shlumpy or very childish, you're basically saying that you're not machshiv what it means to be a ben Torah. Childish means that you're wearing, there are certain types of clothes that children wear and adults don't wear. I do not know. I'm not such a bucky, but there are certain types. You see certain types of shirts that adults do not wear those kind of shirts. Children wear those kind of shirts. And it's a certain childish clothes. My grandchildren will be dressed in a certain way. I don't think the adults would dress with that. I don't know. There's certain childish clothes. I don't know. You say there's no such thing, maybe.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. What? Yeah, okay. Yeah, you wear a yarmulke with a beanie with a helicopter on top. You know, there's certain things that people do that are very, I don't know if it's exactly, that's exactly true, but certain types of, good, okay, whatever, leave it off. Maybe that's not it. That's not true. Sorry, I take it back. So the person supposed to, she felt right, Chashev. Rav Aaron Schechter, who was a very Chashev Gado, and listen, we might not have exactly the same Ashkafas, but he definitely is a Gado, and you have to, there's definitely a far of Edo. There's a lot of Das Torah. Even if we, have a slight machloikis or something, we wouldn't go as extreme as he goes, but he's definitely Das Torah. Rav Aaron Schechter is known to say, maybe he changed in the last year or two, but a few years ago he said that the biggest problem in chinuch in America is the guys wear their shirts out. Now, I assume we would not go that extreme. That's the biggest problem in yeshivas. I don't mean in yeshivas. But the concept of not being, being makbid on one's chashivas is a svara. Your person's supposed to feel, I'm not a tzaddik. I'm not saying I'm a tzaddik, but I belong, I'm representing a company. When you go to the bank, even though that tower is not a big deal, he's not even a rich person, they dress respectfully. You go to a bank will make sure that the towers are dressed, nicely. You go to a doctor's office, they're dressed respectfully. You go to a law office, they're dressed respectfully. We're not saying you're a tzaddik, but you're a choshev a person with a choshev a job, and not dressing that part is reflects as a statement that you're not machshevit. So that is, I don't think it's as big as a problem as the first thing. I don't think at all, but it definitely is an issue. In Queens, obviously, they go to an extreme. They go ahead and they wear ties, which I'm not advocating. The guys will have a lot of litzanis, but the guys will have, with all these funny ties and colored shirts, it'll be really look ridiculous. That's the concept. The concept is that a guy should feel a certain degree of chashivas. Obviously, queens are more chashiv because they're older. Okay, so they should feel more chashivas. The reshiva at one point said that if it was up to him, I remember him saying this clearly, he would tell the guys to all wear suits. But he says, okay, they never did that in the yeshiva. What? Cutted suits? Yeah, cutted. Yeah, it wasn't the question of frum. It was chashivas, to dress like the banker's lawyer, etc.
Isn't there a problem with dressing when a person does dress first, or
okay. All right. Now, the last thing I wanted to say, as long as we're talking about dress. Okay. And the same thing with being sloppy. Obviously, you can be very sloppy with a beard and with a hair. There's a certain point where we're not so macked. Obviously, my hair and my beard is not the neatest, I know. But there's a certain point, I still think, where every so often they do take a haircut. But there are some people that don't take a haircut till, once a year. It's a certain point. It gets beyond, they're beyond the point. The one last point, and that is that Yeshiva was very makbid on yarmulkes. he felt that I think he held there was a halacha. He held there was a halacha. But I don't think that's why he was so machbid. He was so very machbid on yarmulkes because he felt that as Musar, that yarmulkes are the association of frumkeit in today's world. People define in today's world when you go on a shidduch, they ask you what kind of yarmulke the guy wears. People define people based on their yarmulkes. So if we define others based on the yarmulke, then in Mele we also define ourselves based on the yarmulke. So it happens to be that Aman HaEmes, Rashida held halachically, you're not yotzi wearing a yarmulke unless it covers the majority of your head. Which means, as I say, if you slice your head, and then the majority of the, you know, area of the top. Not you wear it back here. That's not the head. And it also doesn't help if you keep it in your mouth. You know, it also doesn't help. It has to be on the top of the head, you know. It's supposed to be Hashem on top of your head. But many people do not have that big of a yarmulke. And the truth is, I don't think the Rishiva did not push it so much, even though personally, you know, they weren't yaitzi yarmulkes. Okay, so they're wearing yarmulkes. But he didn't think they're wearing yarmulkes. but he was more makbid. And Ramosha says it is okay if the yarmulke is less than a shear, so there's what to rely on. But Rashivat personally held that a yarmulke should cover Rove the head. But he was very makbid on the Musar part of the yarmulke. He did not like the very small yarmulkes because he felt that was like a statement. When a person wears a yarmulke, which is a very small yarmulke, he's making a statement that I'm wearing a very small yarmulke because my Yiras Shamayim is very small. You know, it's I have very little. I remember I heard Rav Hunter that you're wearing a very small yarmulke because you wish you could get rid of it altogether. So you make it, you know, remember Rav Hunter said if someone would invent an invisible yarmulke, they'd be a multimillionaire. Because the people doesn't want, they, you know, I don't want to wear a yarmulke. Just, okay, I'm stuck, I have to. So a yarmulke is a representative of your frumkeit. So a teeny weeny yarmulke he did not like. Yarmulke is a certain material which associate with certain groups that we don't feel that's where our groups. He was also very much against. Because, you know, we don't, why should you make a statement that you agree with that, you know, that if that's not who we, you know, that's not what the Torah world agrees with. Silly yarmulkes are also, yarmulkes are davar shebe kedusha. You know, you don't make a joke out of it. Okay. In general, he was makbid on yarmulkes. On the size, I don't want to be misleading. Even in Queens, even in my day, I don't know if guys wore big enough yarmulkes where she was really happy with. But, okay, that's, you know, guys want to wear it. But very much against little yarmulkes. He felt that it's a Musar thing, that it's a chinuch ha-musar. And when you wear a normal size, the whole idea of yarmulke, the basic wear of yarmulke comes from the word Yiras Shamayim, right? What does it mean? What?
Yiras
Shamayim, right. Which means that yarmulke is supposed to give a person, it's a way of gaining Yiras Shamayim. The Gemara says that. The Gemara brings a ma'isa that there was a person who she had, the people in the stars told her that she's going to have a son who's going to be a Rasha. So she asked Rabban what she should do. So he said, make sure the baby wears a yarmulke all the time from when he's born. And sure enough, he wore a yarmulke and he was a tzaddik. And then one time he was learning and the wind blew off his yarmulke and he automatically right away got transformed into some wild guy. He saw a fruit that wasn't a gneva, that wasn't his. And he jumped up, climbed the tree, right? So the Gemara definitely says that a yarmulke is mashpia on your Yiras Shamayim. It could be mystical, and it's very logical. The whole idea of a yarmulke is that Hashem is looking down on me, and I believe it, and I want to cover myself. I'm uncomfortable. I feel, I'm being stared at all the time. So you want to hide. The great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at little old me. So when you, the little Tina Yarmulke, he did not feel was Yaitzi that. He was very makbid on people taking off yarmulkes for not good reason. Tzadfin Rashiva was makbid. You know, he didn't, I don't think he approved of playing sports without yarmulke. Okay, swimming is a heter, but you know, basketball without yarmulkes, even though regretfully you look in the back here, sometimes you might see otherwise, but the Rishi was very, I think he did not approve of that, you know, that the guy, he, even if it was, I remember there was a guy who, I remember Maisa Shahaya, there was a guy in the yeshiva who wanted to get a job as an accountant. He had a degree in accounting. And he left the yeshiva, and he was going for a job interview. And he wanted to get a job interview in a certain company. And he was told that once he gets the job, he can wear his yarmulke every day. But if he walks in for the job interview with his yarmulke, they'll never hire him. Because they, the chatzira, don't want people, since they have all kinds of different clients, you know, they don't want anything that you, if you'd walk into a cross, they also said they wouldn't hire you. They want people that are neutral, the chatzira. So they told him that you want to get the job, and it was a great job, and everything, so he wanted this job in one of the, I forgot what it's called, the Big Eight, I don't know what it's called, the Big Something, and he, whatever, anyone know what it's called in the accounting firms? Big Four? Okay, whatever it is, he wanted to get this job, and the people in the office said, just come in without your yarmulke, and, you know, this thing, and then you can, then you get the job, and then you can wear yarmulke every day, everyone else does it, we all do it. He asked Rashiva, and Rashiva told him he can't do that. Not because halacha. Rashiva said, I'm not a paisek. I cannot tell you halachically. If it's mutter or usser, you have to ask for Moshe. But he says, I'll musser. Just to take off your yarmulke for 5 minutes to walk in, it means that for the sake of my job, I take off my religion. He said, that's a bad, that's a chinech musser. That's very dangerous. And as if you didn't grow up with a yarmulke, you know, if you're, but being that in America today, you know, I mean, he wasn't saying I was halacha, maybe 100 years ago was different. But in America today, where yarmulke is the definition of being Orthodox, and Orthodox people wear yarmulkes from the day they're born all day long, you know, maybe if you're in a different culture, it's different. I don't know, some other countries maybe it was different. So he said that if the, to go ahead and take it off to get a job is a charabo chinuch hamusar, and he held he couldn't do it. Okay.